Proverbs 23, page 811 in this Bible, and verse 26. Proverbs 23, verse 26. My son, give me thy heart. That's all I want to read tonight. These six words. The appeal of God afresh to you and to me. My son, give me thy heart. I was impressed with this matter of the heart because in the reading on Thursday night through the week, we're reading of Hezekiah. And you know, Hezekiah was one who gave his heart to Jehovah. He turned to God, it says. He claimed to God. He trusted in God. What about you? What about me? It's been said, you know, if you've got someone's heart, you've got the whole person. You've got the whole person. I think every one of us who've accepted the Lord Jesus as Saviour could probably, possibly, give him more room in our hearts, give him more room in our lives. I seem to be just very simple tonight. I feel the urgency of the day. So many people give their lives to so many different things, and they leave the most important thing off on the side. And that is that we have to do with God. And as I said in that other hymn, you know, the heart of God is love. That's his heart. It's a heart of love. Think of God's feelings for his creature, for you and for me. Think of his feelings for man in the beginning, when he sinned. When that distance came in, when death came in. Think of God's feelings. He loved man, the pinnacle of his creation. Sin brought about this distance, the sorrow and death. The Lord Jesus came in to this scene to make God's heart known. He came to express it. He came to do his will. He came to take up the great work of redemption. He came in to lay down his life as a sacrifice for God's pleasure. In order that God could have a righteous basis to bless you and I. How much have we given to God? How much have we given to the Lord? My son, what an appeal. This to every one of us. Give me thy heart. It's often in the world, you know, you hear of persons when they die, that they die doing what they loved. But what did they love? Persons, I remember a football player in Motherwell was playing a game and suddenly collapsed and died in the football field. And people said, well, he died doing what he loved. How sorrowful not to have given your heart to Christ, not to love God, not to make that your priority, you know. Psalm 14 tells us, you know, the fool said in his heart, there's no God. Dear friend, there's a God with whom we have to do. And his desire afresh tonight is that you might give him your heart. Give your heart to Christ. What is the object of your life? What is the bent of your life? Is it many other it can be many other things, you know. How often things come in, you know, and displace what's more important. I was doing a job up in Keith on Tuesday, I think it was. And there was a young girl up there who had been working in the shop for a few years. She wasn't very old. I think she was 26. And she had a daughter 2 years old. And I think it was in April time when the staff was telling me that she normally went from, she was travelling from Fochabers to Keith, coming home, and she normally had a daughter in the car with her. And at the top of the dual carriageway overtaking lane, someone overtook her, but didn't end in time, clipped her car, spun around, straight into another van. She was killed instantly. She didn't have her daughter with her that day. Her husband had been home, offshore, and he'd been home and had a daughter. In one sense, a mercy for the daughter. But look at that, a young life, just snuffed out like that. Could happen to any one of us. Have you given your heart to Christ? Have you given your heart to Him? He's given His heart, you know. His love for you and for me, His love for this sinner, has been fully expressed. He held nothing back. He gave His all. Think of His love for His own. He says in John's Gospel, you know, John says, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. God loves you, dear Vera. I say that freshly, simply, and livingly, and vitally. God loves you. God loves the sinner. But He will not have sin in His presence. This sinner must turn to God in repentance and must accept the Saviour to come into the blessing. One of the hymns, you know, tells us, repentance only God requires from man, and faith in Christ, His well-beloved Son. It may be simple to bring this message before us tonight, but I felt the urgency of it, you know. My son, give me thy heart. It's worthwhile repeating. That's God's appeal to you and to me. What do we love? What do we give our heart to? What do we give our life to? There's so many other things that the enemy of our souls would love to put in front of us, to deceive, occupy us, put off things that are more important, divert our attention away from what's important. I wonder what was in that young woman's mind, you know, travelling in the car, little realising, leaving Fochabers, that within a few minutes her life was gone. Solomon wrote this, you know. He had a wonderful, wise heart. When he came to the throne, you know, he felt very humbled and weak. And he appealed to God to give him a heart that was wise to rule. And God gave him a heart. Gave him wisdom. What proverbs were written? What things were written by Solomon, you know? What things were written by him? What do we give our heart to? What do we give our lives to? A couple of hymns that we had today, this morning, was very interesting, I thought. We started off, when we came together to remember the Lord Jesus, we sang hymn 171. And we were singing these words, while we were saying these words, Son of God, we worship Thee. Thou lovest to draw near to hearts that wait for Thee alone. Is your heart waiting for Christ? Is your heart waiting for the Son of God? We closed the service this morning by singing, by saying hymn 62, to God, we praise and worship Thee for what Thou art, Thy loving blessedness filling each heart. That's what God desires to do to you. He desires to fill your heart with love and blessedness. I'm just being very simple tonight. I'm not being long. But I think it's just important that we give our hearts to Christ. Give our lives to Him. Make Him the priority in our lives. We're at the very end days. Timothy tells us, doesn't he? Timothy tells us. It's very solemn. What people give their hearts to, give their lives to. He says in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, that in the last days, difficult times shall be there. We're in the last days. Things are difficult. Things are very difficult. We're all wearing masks. We're all keeping our distance from family, loved ones. How difficult things are. It says there that in these days, men should be lovers of self. How solemn. Many persons show that, the lovers of self, lovers of money. How easy it is to be occupied with things that in relation to God are absolutely meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. What good is, I think, there's an expression that I've heard before, that all the money in the universe for a moment of time, moment of time. James tells us that our lives are as a vapor, appearing for an instant and then disappearing. What is your life? Give your heart to Christ. That's a worthwhile life, giving your heart to Christ. Speaks there too of having no love for what is good. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. These words test me. Giving your heart. My son, give me thy heart. Give her heart to Christ. Give your heart to Christ. May God just make these words sink in to the fibre of our beings, because we do not know when the Lord is going to come, but we do know that it is soon. May God just have his blessing to this word, for each one of us, to take it away and do something positive with it, for his name's sake. Amen.